A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Chaf Gimel, Shabbos 23a, pagination 45. Our topic this morning is the bracha on lighting the menorah. Who can do the mitzvah and who can recite the bracha? So we'll start from a very important halacha, which can be found about 12 lines from the top. At the end of a line, Isha Vadai Madliko. About 12 lines down, the end of a line, Isha Vadai Madliko. Isha Vadai Madliko. A woman is certainly included in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. She can light the menorah. She's obligated in lighting the menorah. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Noshim Chayovos b'ner Chanukah, a woman is obligated in Ner Chanukah, Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, because they were also included in the miracle. Now there are two ways to understand what it means, they were also in the miracle. If you'll take a look at Rashi in a beautiful, cryptic way, he says them both. Rashi can be found in her commentary, second line at the end of a line. Hayu ba'oso hanes, says Rashi on the next line. Shegozru yivonim al kol besulas hanesuos lihibar letafsa techila. Because one of their legislations was that a woman who's getting married has to first spend the night with the governor. So that was very intrusive. So they were in need of a miracle. That's the first approach, that the miracle also affected them. The miracle of the victory over the Syrian Greeks affected them in a big way. So therefore the commemoration naturally should include them, and they're obligated in the commemoration. And then Rashi continues and says, V'ayidei isha na'asa hanes, and also through a woman the miracle occurred. Because one of the significant breaking points in the war was when Yehudis went in to the governor making believe she would cooperate, and instead chopped off his head, snuck out, and they hung up the head to demoralize the Syrian Greek troops, and that was a significant moment. So that miracle that she managed to get in and out safely was done through a woman. So of all people, if you'd ask me, do women have to commemorate Chanukah? I'll give you for sure. I mean, obviously, two thumbs up. Of course she has to commemorate Chanukah. This is all about women. They were the ones most vulnerable. They were the ones attacked. And they were the ones who were saved. So even though we don't quite see it like that when we glance at the miracle, and it's a battle, and it's Kohanim lighting the menorah, etc. But the Gemara sees it very clearly that the women are included in the miracle. Now, this presents an interesting shaila, because a woman, firstly, is obligated in menorah, and secondly, if there's a mitzvah to light the menorah for the home, ner ish ubeso, and as we'll see in a moment, husband and wife are united as one unit, right? Even when we go ahead and light extra menorahs for each person, the custom never is that a woman lights in addition to her husband's. Husband and wife are united. So the shaila comes up if a man is, let's say, at work, working late, and the woman wants to eat. So she wants to light Chanukah menorah so that she can eat. You're not supposed to eat before doing the mitzvah. Now, she's going to light. It could be that she's fulfilling the mitzvah for the household, and when he gets home, it's inappropriate for him to light with a bracha. And it's a fascinating shaila. How to sidestep it, if there's a way perhaps that he can have kavanah not to be included, if there's such a thing, if that makes sense, etc. But just to bring up the shaila, it's a different way of looking at things. It's not like kiddush. If she makes kiddush for herself, and he'll make kiddush for himself, here it's the mitzvah of the home, and she's just as included. And she did it. So when he comes home, what is his position in order to fulfill the mitzvah or opportunity to do the mitzvah? Let's continue. Omer Rav Sheshes says, Achsenoi chayev b'ner Chanukah. A guest is also obligated in Ner Chanukah, even though he doesn't have a home of his own, but he has to do Chanukah. Omer Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira explains a solution. Meiresh ki avina beirav. When I was a student in the yeshiva, mishtatafno bepriti bahadei ushbiza, I would include myself as a partner by giving prutos, small coins, to my host. And by giving him small coins to the host, and perhaps you have to lift up the oil as well to actually make a kinyan, perhaps. But the idea is somehow you're going to include yourself into his lighting, because you yourself don't have a room that's your home, that's your place. So that's what he did when he was a guest, when he was homeless, so to speak. Basa Denesivi, once I got married, Basa Denesivi Itza, once I married a woman, Amina, I said, Hashta vade lot sarichna, I don't have to add myself in to the host anymore. Because they're including me in my household. Because my wife is lighting in my home. So even though I'm on the road, but she's lighting in my home, and I fulfilled my obligation. Now, this is a solution. For example, a person's traveling by plane this is the common case, they're going to Eretz Yisrael during Chanukah. So they want to know where I'm supposed to light. So to light in the airport, you don't have a place. Where are you going to light? Even if it was considered safe, security-wise, but it's not your home, and it's Nerish Ubeso. To light on the plane, which some people want to compare it to a train with a boxcar that you own, and it's your room for the night. So we said, maybe if you talk to the stewardess about a battery-operated Hanukkah menorah, maybe they would play ball with you. But it's not so simple, and you don't know if the flight's delayed. You could just imagine the guy waiting online and says, no, I got to get onto the plane quickly so that I can light my menorah in time. So one of the solutions is to have someone go into your home and light the menorah for you, and that's how your yotze the mitzvah, which is the line over here from Reb Zeira that they're lighting for me in my home. So if you have a shliach, light for you in your home, it's still your home. So that might be a solution. Now, the essence of what Rav Zeira said is that my wife is lighting for me, and because my wife's lighting for me, I don't have to light. Shaila comes up nowadays, what happens if husband and wife are in two different time zones? I don't mean time zones 1 hour or something. I'm talking about big leagues. The wife is in Eretz Yisrael, the husband's in America. So he has a shaila. My wife is lighting for me in Eretz Yisrael. That's very nice. But your wife lit for you 6 hours earlier than you could even contemplate the earliest to light. Because by you, it's not night. It's like your wife's going to make kiddush for you when it's not Shabbos for you. What do you mean your wife is lighting for you? And in that case, the recommendation is that you should have kavana that you're not being yaitze with her, whatever that means or could mean. If she could be yaitze you, it's not even Chanukah for you yet. And you should light yourself after having kavana that I'm not being included in hers.
So, and the wife, when she's lighting, is she keeping her husband in mind or not?
It doesn't matter. She's lighting in their home. She's lighting in their home. That's the mitzvah was ner ishu beso, every man and his household. If he would be local, just he's at work. The simple pshat is that the menorah is been lit for the family. Now many men find that very uncomfortable. So maybe we can find a solution for them. But essentially, it was lit.
But it has to be an adult, right? The child.
An adult. Okay. Correct. It has to be an adult. And if it's a child, It could be that a child doesn't forcefully include his father because mahajim in a mahajim is that everybody should light. So if the kid lights, that's fine. That doesn't exclude me. But on husband and wife, that's one unit. Right? The one other observation over here, we'll just squeeze in orally, a little further, about seven lines before the wide, there's a discussion of the different brachas of Hanukkah, of menorah. So it's brought, if a person's lighting, he makes three brachas on the first night. But there's also a case of roeh ner shel Hanukkah, a person who sees the light of Hanukkah. A person without a home, he's on a boat, they describe, he doesn't have a home, he doesn't have a place, doesn't have his own cubicle. So he can't light on his own. There's something called Haroeh Ner Chanukah, and he would recite the bracha She'asa Nisim, even though he can't make the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. This is a drop given to misrepresentation. Some people see the communal menorahs, for example, Chabad puts up the menorahs to try to get people involved. But that menorah, presumably, simple pshat, doesn't get a bracha. Because Chazal were only misaking a bracha on a menorah in your home or in the shul, in a gathering place, the steady gathering place, Ma'ariv time. That's when there's a bracha. To do one communally, each person according to his perception. Chabad believes it's very important, and they should be praised for that. But to recite a bracha, that's very unclear how you recite a bracha on that. To make a bracha haroeh ner Chanukah on such a menorah that in the first place wouldn't have gotten a bracha is questionable. How do you go about doing that? When we say haroeh ner Chanukah, we're talking about a person who's homeless for that night and he sees a legitimate menorah and he would recite the bracha. Let's say he's traveling New York to Detroit, whatever. You try to find a solution. People argue maybe if you park your car, it becomes your home. Very questionable and uncomfortable to do that. Theoretically, you could park for a half hour. Our cars are, you know, but to call it a home, I'm not sure how you do that exactly. But to make a bracha on someone else's menorah, if it's a legitimate menorah, if it's a kasha menorah with a bracha, that would be true. If it's just the menorah of Persume Nisa, of general holiday boost, the menorah on top of someone's car when they do a parade, that's not clear that you would recite any bracha on that. Yeshikorach, have a wonderful day, a good Shabbos.